Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We usually do something on make fun of ourselves. Usually it's, you know, drunk Jill or Rick's dying or something. You know, it's always something.
Yeah, and we always talk to each other and we're like, we can always come up with something to make fun of with me or with you. And then we're like, wait, we need to do something on Smoke. We haven't done something on him in a while.
Yeah, well, last time we did something was in that perv van you had when you used to drive down. But you don't even have that anymore. You got a very tree hugger Subaru made with love or something.
I mean, it rains a lot here. The all-wheel drive is nice.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're always going like, man, we got to do something on him. It's only us all the time. And then we even ask him. We say, how can we make fun of you? I mean, you figure, go to the source. And I say, what do you do all day?
I don't have a lot going on. Like I said, my washer broke a week ago. It's been my most excitement. Because now I got to make trips to the laundromat.
So you go, like, can you just paint a real quick picture for us? So if you leave work and you go home, then what happens?
I usually try to take care of a few things, dishes, chores, you know, some stuff that needs to get done before I, you know, pass out for a while.
Wow. Okay. Now, Mondays, he's 30 years old. I'm expecting he's getting that part of his life where I know when I was 30, I was out of my mind.
Right.
Because you get that age, you're like, oh my God, pretty soon I'm going to be old. I got to
party.
Party! And you just go crazy and you're out there and you're doing everything you can to have fun.
I can't keep up with that now, though, because I mean, you got to wake up at 4 in the morning. You can't really go rage the night before.
Okay. So Monday morning, Jill and I are always paranoid when we're in the elevator with him. We're like, okay, what kind of slugs did you hang around with? What kind of COVID are you bringing in here?
Who'd you make out with? Who breathed on you this weekend?
Yeah, like we freaked out when you had that girl over.
I know. Everybody thinks it's always cocaine and strippers at my house, but it's not, I promise.
She was there for like a week and a half.
It was quarantine.
But she like moved in.
Yeah, but he's so lazy. He didn't even go find her at a club or online.
No.
His roommate had an extra.
Yeah, like her friend came over and he was like, well, she'll do.
I mean, he didn't even leave the house. So it's like there's nothing to tell. So, I mean, is there...
That was the most exciting week, I think, that we had with him.
Yeah, but we need something like every week. There's nothing.
I know.
You want me to start... should I pick up skydiving or something? Or just maybe I'll ride a unicycle to work. That'll spice things.
We need you to start slutting it up a little more. I need
something.
Stories.
I don't know. So this is all we can come up with. We're sorry.
While listeners want to hear about fascinating things like the election or the approaching asteroid, he pitches a dopey story about the particle collider in Switzerland. During pre-show meetings, when the gang shares details of their personal lives, he says, I don't have a personal life. He probably has some amazing stories about video gaming, but this is a morning show, not a page on Reddit, populated by 13-year-old boys. For him, going out and living life means staying home and smoking weed. He is Smokestack. The least interesting man in radio.
I don't always come up with compelling and engaging content. Well, I never do that.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Mm-hmm. Stay lazy, my friends.
Rick Stacy.